you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right. So girls camp.
That sounds very
religious.
It sounds religious, but it also sounds like naughty things happen. You
know what I'm saying? Not a lot of naughty
like
things.
No. Okay.
Maybe.
You never had like that one girl that was like, let's play doctor.
Not at camp.
Oh.
So girls camp.
I just gave you some insight into my childhood.
I know. You never had that?
I guess it was just me.
Oh, just kidding. No, I just saw it in a movie one time. What's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
Welcome back to, like I say, welcome back because we've been on break for like a week.
I'm just like sitting in the bathroom or something.
Just on pause. Welcome back from your bathroom break to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Aw.
See, do you see my nail?
Oh.
It's like snagged right there.
Yeah, it's a goner. Shh. It's a goner. Don't pull on it.
No, I'm trying to push it down.
Oh, okay.
All right, sorry guys, I was not using the microphone the way you're supposed to use it. Now I am.
Like this. Like a gremlin.
Are you using that blanket that you gave Daniel for his birthday?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
Explain to them what that blanket is.
This blanket is one of those hooded blankets. It has like the little hood on it.
Super soft.
But the picture is Nicolas Cage's face.
Yeah, the whole blanket is up close, like just his face.
Just his face.
It's his skin to the edges.
Yes, it's kind of terrifying, honestly.
Eyes, nose, and mouth. Like, it's really weird.
I had it. He left it at my house and I've had it sitting here and I had both the eyes staring out up
That's
at me.
That's pretty creepy. Like, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
I just got back, literally just barely.
Like walked in the door from Ubering home.
Yeah, I was in Utah. I was in St. George, Utah for a week and a half. We were doing our very first naked fitness retreat.
So cool.
And it went great.
It looked like awesome. You were having a blast.
It was awesome. So today we're going to talk about fitness retreats versus fitness camps.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll give some
a lot of
we're going to talk about and then we'll talk about just camp and Gina can give her
it's the only camp I've ever been to is like
her camp
is summer camp.
So
I don't have a lot of experience with
we
that.
Did a fitness camps. Yeah, we did a fitness retreat, mm-hmm. which was a whole lot of fitness but a bit more less sit down educational learning.
Mm-hmm. Less like a seminar.
There still was learning, less of a seminar, more of everyone interacting, doing activities, and getting to know one another. And we had, with the whole staff included, there was 40 of us.
Oh, wow.
So I think we had capped it at 30 people, athletes that came.
Uh-huh. So did it sell over, or was that 40 including the people that were...
40, it's including like me and the coaches.
Okay.
And then our like video guys.
Cool.
But everyone did everything. So we all did everything and documented the whole thing. And it was a really great time. We started on Wednesday. Everyone left on Sunday. Everyone got in. We did a little meet and greet. We had dinner. We played. And that after dinner, we went out and played like sand volleyball, spike ball.
Fun.
Had some adult beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Did that. Breakfast super early every day. All of the food was done. Like we ate in a group.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed at the Sand Hollow Resort, which is in Southern Utah.
And who else does the retreat with you?
As far as like coaches?
Yeah.
Oh, it was me.
It's part of your naked.
Yeah, it was me and my partner, Jake Hutton.
Okay.
And then we had Brendan Fjord. He works for the program. We had Sunny Hutton, Jake's wife. She is like, she planned the whole thing. I mean, because that's of awesome. Her, this whole thing ran so smoothly.
She's adorable too.
Yes. Oh, we had Sunny Stewart. So we had coaches and we didn't have all of our like, programmers and other, because they actually don't all live in Southern Utah.
We just remote.
Had, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just had our, like the main team mm-hmm. and me and Jake that own the company and all the athletes. So it was really awesome. We did, we trained at Fitness Culture, which is Jake's gym, Jake and Steve Cook. So we lifted there. We went hiking. We hiked Angel's Landing in Zion National Park.
Oh, that must have been gorgeous.
We went and did a amazing race, a team trail run through Snow Canyon. It was beautiful, and you had to carry a med ball. Oh my so kind of passing gosh. Like passing it through people the whole time. We went on an ATV tour through the sand dunes.
How fun.
So fun.
Ugh.
What am I missing? Oh, we went boating. We took everyone out to Sand Hollow Reservoir. Went boating.
Did you just like rent a bunch of boats? Like was
I brought out my grandma's because my dad's boat was getting reupholstered.
Okay.
And then they rented two boats.
Okay. And everyone fit on all those?
Yeah. And there was a lot, there was quite a few people who didn't even want to get on a boat, which.
That would be me. That would have been me.
I would have been like, quit being a little.
A little bitch. Wuss.
Quit being a little bitch. And get on this, boat. No, you would have liked the boat. I mean,
I'm okay for short times.
I think like it was the last day. So Saturday we went to breakfast. We went to the gym early, lifted, and then went straight to Snow Canyon, did our amazing race, and then finished on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So it was perfect for one, it was like a great way to cap off the whole trip. Two, a lot of people wanted to just be on the boat and cruise. Not many people actually tubed or surfed or wakeboarded. Yeah. And then a lot of people just wanted to lay on the beach and just relax. Mm-hmm. So it was...
They were probably exhausted.
Everyone got to do exactly what they wanted to do. And then we finished off with a really, really great dinner up at this restaurant that is in St. George, up on like the top of a mountain. It's called Cliff something. It's brand new. It was actually family owned for years and years by my parents' friends. It used to be called the Rococo.
Okay.
My mom like served there and you can see like the whole city. So beautiful views. We did a big open bar dinner there to cap it off. And then we went back to the resort and everyone came up to the penthouse where all of the coaches were staying in one place. And we all just had a good time
chilled
and hung out.
And hung out. How fun. Yeah, that must have been so fun for them.
They had
time. Things that you would go to like that you don't get to interact as much with like the coaches and the people. So it's really cool that you guys did that.
Cause I've done fitness camps. I've been there as an athlete. I've been there as an athlete and a little bit of staff, like with Brute. And with Brute, when we started doing them, there's always a little bit of, I feel like there's a bit more interaction than you might get at other types of athletic seminars.
Right.
It's not a seminar. It's like a camp.
Right.
But it's still like the main focus is training. It is sort of like being able to ask the questions about your particular, you know, things you need to work on. And that's like the main focus. And it's like hours in the gym. Especially when you have that many people, it's hours in the gym.
Right.
And we were in the gym and we coached and we trained, but it was like we got in and got out. We got our stuff done. It was like a very efficient training session.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went out and stayed active, but got to go show them Southern Utah. And we had one girl that was from she's living in Portugal. I think she might be from Germany.
Uh huh.
And then we had three people from Canada.
Oh, they traveled.
There was only one person, one girl who is from Southern Utah.
Oh, okay.
So no one had been there before. And that was probably the most exciting part for a lot of us that have like either we live there or we've lived there is getting
to show your
to
home.
Watch people see.
Experience it. Yeah.
Yeah. That environment for the first time. Like Brendan's wife, Brendan just got married. Leticia, they're from Brazil. They live in Sao Paulo. And she said she felt like she was on a hallucinogen, like in like looking at everything. Yeah, yeah. She'd never seen anything like that.
Oh, wow. Ever. And she's from Brazil.
Yeah. Well, like think, like St. George is like right. Red Rock.
I mean, I've never been, so I don't know. I still have to go.
And everyone was like, where's Gina? Yeah. And I'm like, well, she'll come next time.
I would love to go next time.
And we were hiking. People like, I've never seen red dirt or red sand. I'm like, really?
You're like, grew up with this.
I know.
So like, this is normal.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
Was it people from like all like fitness level?
Oh,
like
yeah.
All over the, because like that, I think that would be hard for me is that if I would like wanted to do something like that, I would be like worried that everyone was like way more fit than me.
Oh no, we had people that hadn't ever done certain like movements that are pretty basic in like CrossFit, not basic, a staple.
Uh-huh.
And then we had in like different ages too, like all different, and we had,
that would be the other thing I'd be worried about. Like I'm with all these youngsters, you know,
dude. So me and my mom, well, as soon as we said we were going to do the camp, I was like, my mom will make a meal
without asking her.
Yes.
But you know, she's up for it.
Yes.
She's
and
so
the thing
good.
About it is like, we wanted to do it in Southern Utah. One, I'm from there. And so we really wanted to be able to showcase all of the things I grew up doing, all of the things you can do there, let them see the whole city. But then also too, it's like I'm opening up my hometown to you. What better way than to have my mom like coming in to spend time with you too. So the day we went to Zion, we decided we'd make lunch. So my mom made lunch for everyone. So what the plan was,
ours are hard sometimes, guys. Ours are hard.
We had really great weather almost the whole time.
I was going to ask you that.
We had to swap two of the days. So we were supposed to go boating on Friday.
Okay.
And we were going to go ATV tour on Saturday. But Thursday was at the end of the day, it was getting a little bit rainy. So we were a little bit worried about boating on Friday. And luckily, the weather in the desert too changes pretty drastically. Or sometimes it says thunderstorms, but then actually it lasts for like not very much time. Right. We were able to swap those days, and it made the ATV tour way better because it had rained the night before, so it wasn't really super dusty. And it was still like 70 degrees out, but it was super overcast.
Okay.
So
no one was getting burnt.
No, and it was a really great time. Then Saturday was nice and sunny and really warm.
Because I forget that it's the desert.
Yeah.
I guess I don't even think of that. I think of like, I don't know, Palm Desert. I feel like it has to have like the name in it. I forgot.
But we went to Zion and my mom was going to make lunch. So like when I went out there early, me and her and my sister went grocery shopping, got all this stuff. Well, I was like, honestly, like the week before I left, I was thinking, there's definitely dietary restrictions. Like I guarantee there's people in this group of 30, you know, even in staff, like in all 40, there's going to be certain things people can't eat. So I called Sunny and I was like, can you send me the list of dietary restrictions? She's like, oh yeah. So she sends me a list. We had like one paleo person, like six gluten-free people.
Right.
And we had four vegans.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and so then one vegetarian, and I was like, "Oh shit!" Like I have never.
No, vegan's hard.
Yeah, I was like, I've never
no animal products.
Yeah,
at all.
I was like, I've never really cooked for that. So my mom started like scouring to like find recipes, and this is what she came up with, and it was amazing. By the way,
of course.
So we did sandwiches.
Okay.
And she made a chicken salad, which was incredible.
Okay.
And then without using like a specific like mix that she puts in for seasoning. She made her own, so then it was gluten-free.
Right.
And that was incredible. And then she found this faux chicken salad recipe that was vegan.
Okay.
It was made with chickpea.
Okay.
It was chickpea, sun-dried tomatoes, tahini, and...
Oh, it sounds really good.
Yes, it was so good.
Yeah, was it better than the actual real chicken?
It was really good. And they loved it, and the vegans loved it. I felt very... very cool. I was like, thanks, Mom. My mom came on the hike that day and she came out and everyone absolutely loved her. She came to the gym that day. She outpressed some of the girls, which is so funny.
Shut up.
My mom.
Well, she's strong.
We were, yeah,
that's
we were,
you get it.
We were lifting and I put her in with some girls. I'm like, just work in right here. Cause they have women's bars, but it's not a CrossFit gym. So they don't have like tons of barbells and tons of women's bars and tons of men's bars.
So people had to share.
Yeah. And, and we had a lot of people, but. So I was lifting with the guys. We were using a men's bar because I have long fingers. So it's fine for me.
Right.
We were trying to get the girls that had like definitely smaller hands to kind of group together and use the women's bars. I put my mom in with these girls. I walk by and I was like, don't you guys let my mom outlift you. And I walk away. I find out later she outpressed some of these girls and hurt their egos a little
bit.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome. I wish I could have seen that.
I know. not only that. So... if any of you guys, listeners wise, Gina obviously hasn't seen this, and this was my first time hiking Angel's Landing. And I grew up in Southern Utah, but almost because we grew up there, we didn't go to Zion all the time to go hike.
Well, you don't do like the touristy things when you live there. It's like me, I've never been to Big Sur.
You start off on this hike.
Right.
And it is like straight up for the whole way and switch back. And it was brutal. And we started out, Jake was in front, so we're on an Olympic pace. And we're going and my mom is like speed walking. And I was like, Mom, slow down. She, no shit, takes off running. And so I'm chasing her.
And
she's passing people and I catch up to her. And then she just keeps going. She was in the leader of the pack the whole time. At one point, Gina, we were on a switchback and she was already on the upper, like going back left. And I was still going straight.
She's a beast.
She turns around, claps her hands at me and says, chop, chop. And then one of the girls was like, damn, what'd she say? She said, your mom's intense. And I was like, I said, I come from a very competitive family.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she crushed it.
That's awesome.
And didn't even phase her. I guess she told me, Jake told her later, was like, I've always like been impressed by you, but I'm just letting you know, like, I am very impressed by you.
She's in training for the games now.
Oh yeah, mom's going to the games.
Mom's going to the games.
But yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better group of people. People from all different areas, all walks of life, different ages. They all got along so well. People came and for sure made like lifelong friends there, which was really cool. And it speaks volume to like our program and the type of people that we've just been able to like,
reach out to.
Yeah. What's another word?
Impact?
No.
Wow. I feel like I'm coming up with really good ones.
You are, but it's like a word that's like a. Attract.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is really awesome.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Yeah. And I've done a lot of camps and I've done some seminars and workshops. I myself have coached workshops. I don't call them seminars because I don't know. I think that some people use that term loosely, maybe in a form, like trying to just like make more money.
Right.
You know, the focus is you have a little less time for that interaction where people really feel like they got to get to know you and spend time with you and where you get to have interaction with every single person. So they feel like they got,
like a family almost.
Yeah. And and that's what we wanted. We wanted every person to get to interact with all of us and get to feel like they, you know, they got their money's worth. They had a really great time. The whole thing was all inclusive and they did. They all were like, begging for the next one. They all want to know if they can have like, because they came to the very first one, if we could send them an email before we open it up to anyone else next time.
That's cool. Do you think you'll do a larger one next time?
No.
Or do you think you'll stick? Yeah. Stick with the 30.
Yeah, I think so.
It feels more intimate that way.
And it's hard to get to do a lot of those activities with a group much bigger than that.
Right.
Especially the ATVs. We were out in the middle of like on Mars, basically. It looks like you're on Mars. And we looked like Transformers in these ATVs. I think I've posted a photo of one of them, but yeah, it was a great time.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I want to go on the next one.
They all wanted you there.
Take me.
Oh my God. The first day we all show up. We go to the beach. We do a workout. And then we went over to the cliffs and did cliff jumping.
I'd be scared of that.
I did not just because I had just washed my hair.
I saw your Instagram story.
But the girls,
you're like, not because I'm prissy, but because we have dinner later.
So many of the girls just start talking to me about what was the first thing Chelsea said to me. She says, so did your mom remember the cow story. Oh. And I was like, wait, what? And she goes, yeah, the cow story. And I was like, oh. Just avid listeners of our podcast. That. So many
That's
of them.
So cool.
And they all wanted to know about the dresses. And they all wanted to know where you were, where Katie was. And I get a text from Katie. And she's like, she just, you know, was missing out.
Right.
And she said, next time I'm coming as a motivational speaker and everyone can take turns pushing me off the cliff.
Oh my God, Katie.
You just hear her jumping off.
Oh, that's really cute.
But you're going to a seminar.
I am.
Tomorrow.
I am. I'm leaving for Chicago tomorrow. Don't ask me how, because it's a long story, but basically, so I'm going to Chicago with our friend Daniel, mm-hmm. and he's always wanted to go to this restaurant. It's a molecular gastronomy or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's the name is Alinea, and it is really hard to get into. It's like Michelin star rated, blah, blah, blah. And so we'd always like joked that we would like eventually get there, 'cause there's a special on Netflix on Chef's Table about it. And so our friend Jordan Feigenbaum, who is one of the, I guess, owners, I guess, mm-hmm. of Barbell.
Founder.
He's the founder of Barbell Medicine. They do seminars. And so he was going to be doing one in Chicago. So Daniel was like, well, let's try and go when they have that. And we'll get to see Chicago, because I've never been and I've always wanted to go. And so we are for 3 days going to just like see the city and then go. I don't know if it's like an hour north or what it is, but it's a little bit further away from the actual city. And then we'll do the actual seminar. But it's like I guess powerlifting, right?
Yep.
So I'm not actually going to be doing the lifting part of it, but I'll like sit and listen to the seminar, and it's supposed to be pretty good. So I'm excited. It'll, you know, I'm just continuing that powerlifting education. You know, you're going to see me at a meet pretty soon. You'll see me in Sweden.
Oh my God.
It's coming up. So, but yeah, this is going to be my first kind of like fitness seminar. My extensive, I guess the only camp I've ever gone to is summer camp, like I was saying before. And I was so scarred from going to summer camp. I think I've brought it up before, actually, in another podcast, that I used to pee the bed. And so I used to pee my sleeping bag, and I'd be like that one, like where the counselor would have my sleeping bag, like laying over the outside railing when you would come back to air it out. So that was always like, you know, really shameful. Yeah. Super embarrassing. But, I still, to this day, I was telling you earlier, I still to this day cannot eat watermelon, because they had this challenge one time where they lined everyone up, and on your team, I think there was like 10 people, and somehow I got lined up in the very back, and they would cut a watermelon in half, and then you would have to go try to eat it with no hands. And so by the time it came to me, it was just this soupy water. And I mean, at that time I couldn't even like drink off people's drinks or anything, like, or, you know, eat off their plates.
Yeah.
And I had to put my face into this watermelon and try to like eat it. And everyone's yelling at me because, you know, people are just like, nom, 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 you know, like eating the crap out of it. And I get over there and I'm like taking like little like half bites, like off the inside of it. And
just
so, we ended up losing. We lost because I was such a loser and I couldn't eat the fucking watermelon. Excuse my language. And, so yeah, those are my great memories. Thanks, Mom, for sending me to summer camp.
Had a great time.
Had a great time.
Never eating watermelon.
Never again. Ever. It just ruined it. So, yeah.
I never went to summer camp.
But you never did?
I went to girls camp.
What is girls camp?
I'll tell you about it.
What's that about?
I'll tell you about it right after this break.
Okay. We'll be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome back.
Hey, welcome back.
From our break.
Hey.
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 All right, so girls camp.
Sounds very
religious.
It sounds religious, but it also sounds like naughty things happen. You know what I'm saying?
Not a lot of naughty like things.
No. Okay.
Maybe.
You never had like that one girl that was like, let's play doctor.
Not at camp.
Oh.
So girls camp.
I just gave you some insight into my childhood.
I know. You never had that?
I guess it was just me.
Oh, just kidding. No, I just saw it in a movie one time. Never actually happened to me. I mean, I just watched it in a movie.
That wasn't me. That was my sister.
About camp.
It wasn't my experience.
Girls camp. So I grew up LDS, Mormon. And actually, it was fantastic because my mom was camp director.
Oh, that. Of course she was.
Yes, of course she was. So that's like exactly why she's so good at like cooking for large groups.
And they are organizing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So camp was always the best because my mom was camp director. And they always had her be camp director, too, because everyone knew they would eat really well.
Yeah, I bet.
So we ate really well. But basically, we go camping and you're in tents for, I think it's like 3 nights, maybe 4 mm-hmm. days. And it's just a ton of activities up in the campsite, like campgrounds, wherever. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do them all over the place, but you go up, you camp, you eat together, sing lots of songs, do activities and like, you know, make things, paint things. And they also have like devotionals or whatever. And they have like talks and things. It is a religious thing, but for the most part, it's like young women. So it's all of the girls.
How old were you?
I think you were able to start going when you are 14.
Oh, okay. So like middle school, high school age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 18 is the cutoff is the last.
Right.
And
you're not like an adult.
Can I go to girls camp?
I want to go to girls camp.
Yeah. So, you know, all the girls like put their hair in like braids and take your, you get in your tent, you stay with your friends.
Right.
And it was great for me because my mom was there.
Right.
I remember one year, I was there one time with my sister. My sister went to go girls camp one time, Lacey, which is funny because she's now going to girls camp because my niece is going to go.
Oh, that's cute.
And we all laugh because we're like, Lacey could not hack it. Like it just,
she's like, more of like a glamper?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was so, I remember one time my mom was having to go down the mountain into Cedar City and she was leaving because Lacey needed a nail file.
Oh, shut up. No.
Which now that I'm like growing my nails out, I get that.
You're like, I get you, Lacey.
Yeah. Now that I'm trying to like have nails like a girl, I usually keep my nails pretty short. I was a nail biter.
Oh, me too. Picker. Think you're in a biter.
Yeah, I was a biter growing up. Now I just pick.
It's really gross when you think about it, like now, what you're putting in your mouth.
Yeah. You know what's funny though is even though I think about that, I still put them in my mouth. I've like been like.
You might as well lick a doorknob or like your phone or
your
something.
Toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much it.
I've literally been doing it and thought like, I might get sick. Oh, well.
Do you want to hear a gross story?
Yeah.
Oh, it just totally reminded me. I don't know if I want to tell it now. Why? Oh, I have to now.
You have to now.
Oh, this is so gross. So when I was pretty young when I had my first son, mm-hmm. and I was a nail biter at the time.
Yeah.
And I had changed his diaper.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
And I was biting my nails and I had washed my hands and there was poop. I ate my son's poop.
Oh my God. What a good mom.
On purpose.
Did you like put a finger in your mouth and you're like,
I was like biting my nails and I was like, ugh, what is that? That's really disgusting. And I looked and I smelled it and there was poop under my fingernail. You would think that I'd stop biting my fingernails after that and I didn't. Oh, gross.
You're like, even that couldn't keep you from putting my hands in my mouth.
Oh my God. I'm disgusting.
Yeah. Girls camp. It was a great time. Yeah. It was like the only, those were the, my, we call it, it's a ward. It's like, because at a church, you have like, you go at different times. Uh-huh. So ours was very young. I mean, the presidents, like the people that were like, it's so funny how I like use these terms. I'm also trying to like use terms that other people might understand.
Right.
Like the presidency, for instance, like our bishop, he delivered babies. Like so many of like our bishopric and like people that were doctors and just really, really cool people and families, and all the families were very young. And so all the girls and the guys, there was a lot of us. We all went to school together. So it was very cool. In fact, me and my siblings me and Lacey, really, Robin and Cody, my oldest two siblings, didn't really go to church growing up, but me and Lacey would go.
Uh-huh.
And my parents didn't really go. My mom would go a little bit. Who would you go with? We would just go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sometimes like leave during certain parts and just walk home.
This part's boring.
Yeah, this part's boring. Wait, you mean we're not going to camp right now? I'm going to go home. But yeah, we did a lot of fun activities like Lake Powell trips, and we'd go to the lake. We'd go like rappelling. And you did a lot of activities with the young men, young women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what I loved about it the most. I loved just going out, being out in the outdoors and getting to go and do activities with my friends.
Right.
Yeah. And my mom was camp director.
Well, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, way cool.
I mean, yeah, your mom's cool.
She's pretty cool.
If my mom was there, she'd be like, Gina, you wet your sleeping bag? I'd be like in trouble all the time.
Meanwhile, my mom calls us on our last podcast or a couple ago and lets me know about my dad wanting to take her top off, popped her diamond earring.
Oh, right.
And Chelsea was like, did she find the earring? And she did. She found it.
Oh, that's so cute.
But yeah, guys, back to fitness. Everyone does camps, workshops, seminars, retreats, very different. I highly recommend all of them, honestly. As long as you're going to one, you know exactly what you're looking for. If you're wanting to just go and sit in class and listen and be educated and then do some hands-on stuff, more of like a workshop, seminar, or a camp, I would say. And like, obviously, a camp and retreat could probably be very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
That's for you for sure. We wanted to do a retreat. It was our very first one. And we've been working with all these athletes. We had just done a challenge and it was like a hurrah. It was like a get together, have a good time, enjoy one another, get to spend time with each person that's been doing our program. And that is how you build the community. You know, it's like even at our gym,
right?
We do things and Daniel's so good about building the community and doing activities. And that is what keeps things going, keeps things growing, and keeps people wanting to be involved.
Right.
You know, and that's the key for me and for Jake with our program. It's so much more than just like, here's your program, do it.
Right.
Here's the training, do it. Because we're building a company and a brand and a community it keeps people, bringing them together, building accountability through, you know, people that start out as strangers and then become really good friends via, right, if you're not at, you weren't at the retreat, then it's through our Facebook group.
Right.
And we want to do more things like the retreats, or do things like little camps or workshops eventually, where we can move those around different areas of the U.S. and maybe international eventually.
Oh, so you so you're gonna do it at different places? Yeah, absolutely.
Because I really feel like the retreat is amazing. It's like it's almost summertime. People have been working really really hard. We just finished a challenge, and so it was like a congratulations. It was like you did it, you know. And now
were they all people that had been doing the program?
Yes.
Okay.
We had some people that that didn't do the program. We had people there that weren't on the Naked program. They came because of me.
I wanted to, right. Yeah. Yeah.
But they loved it, you know, and now we have people that they're all getting ready to start the new challenge. And I've seen some of their stuff on Instagram too, that were at the retreat and they're getting all their friends to do it. Like a girl, Kristen Fry, I actually went to high school with her. She was there. She did the Naked challenge. She lost a bunch of weight like from having babies and she looks incredible. And she works out of her gym in her garage. Mm-hmm. And I was just watching her Instagram because she has a bunch of her girlfriends are going to do it with her, our new challenge. We end enrollment on the 19th. So get enrolled. Actually, by the time you listen to this, enrollment's closed. Get on the next one for the challenge.
Hello, thinking about it.
But yeah, that's what it's all about. It's bringing people together, making fitness fun and health fun, mm-hmm. and making it and letting them see too, like there were all different body types and people from different backgrounds. And it's like, it's not one size fits all. And the program is not one size, the program is one size fits all.
Right.
Because it all depends on your goal. And it depends on what, like when we do like a transformation challenge, it's not what you immediately think, which is like, oh, who loses the most weight?
Right. It's not the Biggest Loser.
No, it's like we're looking for whatever your goal was, mm-hmm. how you transform.
Right.
Right. And there are photos to be a part of it, to take a before and after photo, but there's so much more than that and the story behind it and what your goal was.
Right. You know, and it sounds like you can do it at home, which is very cool because there's a lot of programs that you would have to like have a gym membership or something.
Yes. And with our program in the app, you can actually log into your app that day and change your program depending on how much time you have. So a lot of people are like, oh, I only have this much time because people are super busy.
Right.
And a lot of the people that were there, like kids and family, you know, and you can change and it will adjust your program to if you have 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes.
Oh, that's very cool.
Very cool.
So they can be done in like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And you could obviously open up your program, leave it on 90 minutes, and maybe you're someone who can do part of it in the morning, part of it in the afternoon.
Right.
You know, which I'm a little bit more like that. I try to break up my training a little bit.
Break it up so it's not so much, yeah.
But not everyone has that luxury of...
Nope. Especially moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that's like a very typical thing that people are constantly saying, you know, I don't have time to work out. I don't have time in the day. And it's like, well, you know, 30 minutes isn't that hard to carve out.
No, but it can be, I think it's just, it's so easy to make excuses.
That's true.
And in myself included.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Look who you're talking to. I know. I can find all sorts of one.
Nice.
All sorts of them. All sorts of one.
Words are hard.
All sorts of them.
We're about to start the trail run. And me and Sunny, we were on a team. Not on the same team, on different teams.
Okay.
My team, but there were some of the guys were like, there was time in between each team that went. So you had to wait. And we were like sending people at different times. One, because you had to have, like there were certain parts on the trail. Mm-hmm. You had to take a photo and do exactly. We went out prior in the week and did the run. And we took photos, me and Brennan, at each part. And they had to like mimic our photo poses.
Oh, that's funny.
And they also had to pay attention to what it looked like and where it was. Because on your run, you had to be aware
of
surrounding areas. And there was someone who was already starting to like make excuses. And I called him out. I was like, don't make excuse. I'm like, it sounds like a lot of excuses being made right now.
Oh, because like they weren't going as fast?
And like the med ball and this and that. And I was like, listen, it's okay if you go slow. I'm like, that's totally fine. It's like the end of the week. Everyone's a little bit sore. I'm like, but don't make an excuse before you go.
Yeah, that's not
and
cool.
But it was so funny too, just because like at that point we had all really got to know each other. So you could like poke fun at people.
Right.
All done in a very loving
manner.
So
you weren't
manner.
Shaming them.
No, I was not good. Shaming them.
I was not
them.
Shaming them.
You're like, wow, I'm not, you know, I considered coming to your next one.
Well, you and I have done something similar. So when we went to Ibiza, the gym there that they were kind of hosting you or whatever, they had taken us to do that hike. I can't remember what the place was.
Esvedra.
Svedra. Oh my God, it was gorgeous. But I just remember thinking like, okay, yeah, we're just going on this hike. And then they're like, okay, well, here, you have to carry this like kettlebell. 35 pound, or was it heavier?
Yeah, it was.
53 pound kettlebell?
They had like different ones.
Yeah, well, ours was heavy.
Yeah.
And so I remember thinking, I'm gonna have a hard time even just getting down this hill. Yep. And then I remember I made you carry the kettlebell.
You didn't make
the
whole time. Me. I was like, I'm Gina's partner. I'm going to carry this because this, if she's going to fall, I'm going to catch her.
You did. You carried the weight.
Yeah, it was awesome. We basically, when we were in Ibiza, we went to, we hiked down in, and then we did a little workout down there.
Right.
And we all swam.
Yep.
And you got in the water with me.
I did. I got in the water for a second.
And it was awesome.
It was beautiful.
And then we hiked out. And it was really, really great.
It reminds me of that a little bit.
Yeah. If you guys haven't ever looked up Svedra, E-S and then V-E-D-R-A, apparently that is known as one of the most like magnetic places in the world. And it's beautiful.
People come from all over.
Yeah, to see it.
It was really cool. And remember that, I think we talked about this on another one, but what was he called? Like the shaman?
He was a shaman.
There was a shaman there that like lives in a cave in the side of the mountain. And he knew who you were.
Yeah, it was weird.
You were like, what? He's like, oh yeah. Oh, hey, it's so nice to meet you.
It was very cool. He smelled like he lived in the mountain.
He did. Yeah, he was musty.
However, though, we're from Santa Cruz. Yeah. So
we're used to musty.
We are used to it.
Yeah.
But you're going to leave tomorrow. You have to leave like 5 a.m.
I'm not a morning person. Like that for you, that would be no problem. For me, it's going to be a challenge for sure. But yeah, we're going to leave. I'm going to leave tomorrow and then come back Sunday night. And then we'll get to hang out.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen you.
I know.
Well
make sure you take lots of photos of the food when you go to eat. And then also, Daniel told Gina he wanted to take her on a tour to see all the places that's in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
He did.
And just like, I mean, I think I don't know if we've really talked about it, but Daniel, when we go on like trips, we go on like a food tour.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the world's most excitable man.
He is.
And as soon as she was starting to tell me like what they were going to do, I honestly, I didn't even say anything to you. I was like, I immediately started getting a little bit worried because he'll go. Like you're running the whole time. Yeah.
It's there's like going to be no time for rest.
You'll have a massive list. And it's like, we have to see everything.
Yeah. We're going to have to eat like, you know, more times in the day than there is time.
Yep.
So yeah, I think we have like, right when we land, there's a cheeseburger we have to eat, which is supposed to be like the best in the world. And then we are going to the restaurant. And then, I think Thursday is the Ferris Bueller's Day Off tour. I had to cut him off because he wanted to drive an hour out of Chicago just to go see the high school. And I was like, no, we're cutting that out.
Just
like, I don't want
to
drive
and be like,
there it is. There's the high school. Like, I don't know if he thought that Ferris Bueller was going to like come out or something, or if he thought that he was going to be getting, what was her name? I can't remember. Get her out of school.
Yeah, call her out of school.
Yeah, call her out of school.
And he'll probably make you like go up and hide behind the door and then walk down here coming out of school.
He will.
Get in the car.
Yeah. So no, it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Well, learn a lot.
Okay. I'll send you lots of pictures.
It sounds like you're going to be eating a good amount of really good food. So if you do decide to lift, PRs are in your future.
All the carbs. I know. I'm going to try.
Yeah. And I don't have another camp or anything like that coming up for a little while. What's my next trip? I'm going to Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm heading out to Pittsburgh for this veterans event, a charity event.
That's cool.
And heading out there June 7th.
Okay, so you're home for a little while.
Yeah.
You'll be here for Ruby's graduation, which is the 6th.
I guess that's technically not my next trip, but that's my next like big trip. I'm going to Anaheim. I'm going to be in Anaheim on the 1st and 2nd and be at the Fitness Expo down there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, come and see me, guys.
So go see her, guys.
I don't do a lot of fitness expos, and I'm going to go do this one. Dana Lynn Bailey is a good friend of mine, and they're like giving her some sort of, they're like putting her in the... some sort of like an award or something like that. And she is so funny because she thinks it's a joke.
She's like, whatever.
But like, it's not
a joke.
But
it's like kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I think it's a big deal.
She's just being humble.
I don't know much about it just because like that part of like that fitness industry, I'm not really in or
because she's
understand.
A bodybuilder?
She was.
Or a lifter.
She was Miss Olympia.
For
physique.
The
first year they had physique in Olympia.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she is actually, she's done powerlifting. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she went to the worlds for powerlifting. She may have, but
she's kind of a badass, dabbled
in CrossFit. And okay. She just loves fitness and she's super cool girl. If you guys haven't checked out Dana, she is even cooler in person, but 100% is like, I love people that what you see is what you get kind of, you know, and that's her for sure. So I'm going to Anaheim the first and the second. And then the second, I'm going to Uber from Anaheim to San Diego because my family is doing family trip to the beach house.
Okay.
I'm going to go and stay with them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I fly home Wednesday night.
Okay.
Be home for Thursday and then go to Pittsburgh on Friday.
Thursday is Ruby's graduation.
Perfect.
So, and she is graduating. Thank God.
Holy shit. It's been a long road.
It's been a very long road. So yeah, so we're excited about that. So you'll have to come celebrate with us.
Yes. Well, I'll be here for Thursday.
Okay.
I'm going to put that in my phone. So you don't forget.
I'll let your assistant know.
Oh.
So she can remind you.
She'll have to remind me.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, guys, and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.